So did you understand what Mr. Sarong was teaching us about Vygotsky? I remember something about a zone of proximal development. And what is an MKO? I was too busy texting Sam then.
Well, an MKO is a more knowledgeable other. Like parents, adults, teachers, coaches, experts, professionals, even people you might not first expect, such as friends, like me.
Ha ha ha. Okay. What about that zone of proximal development? This ZPD?
Level 1 of the ZPD is the present level of development. This describes what a child is capable of doing without any help from others.
Okay.
Level 2 is the potential level of development. This means what a child could potentially be capable of, with help from other people or teachers, or of course, friends like me.
Okay. What else can you tell me?
The gap between level 1 and 2 is what Vygotsky described as the zone of proximal development. It's a concept that relates to the difference between what a child can achieve independently, and what a child can achieve with guidance and encouragement from a skilled partner.
Okay. I think I understand. Can you give me an example?
Sure. In class today, we heard about the example which Schaefer gives of a young girl who is given her first jigsaw. Alone, she cannot work out how to solve the puzzle.
Right?
The girl's father then sits with her and offers her some basic strategies, like finding the corner and edge pieces to start with. Then he gives her some pieces to put together. And he offers her encouragement. As the girl gets the hang of it, the father allows the child to work more independently.
Oh. I get it. So she would not have been able to do that on her own, but with guidance and encouragement she bridged the gap between level 1 and level 2 of a ZPD?
You got it.